Hello, Stéphane Michaud. This is Frank Vigneron, and today we'll be talking about luxury. I'm delighted to have you discussing with me on the subject of luxury because I know you have personal experience. You actually are teaching in business schools which are focused on luxury. But really, your specialty is money laundering and how to fight against money laundering. So you have more of a lawyer perspective, but your perspective, as I want to share it with everyone because I think it's very interesting. My question to you is, what is luxury? And how do you define the benefit of luxury? What can you get from luxury?
Yes, it's a great pleasure to speak with you about this incredible subject about luxury industry and what is the meaning finally, what is useful, the contribution of the society of this luxury industry. I do think so. It's a question of time. You could not escape from the time, and luxury help you to decide what you can do about the time you have in your life. So this is why in a luxury choice of your time, of what you are doing with your life, you can decide to escape from the daily life in a moment of luxury. So during your decision in your daily life, you can decide to say, no, I don't want to do this moment. I want to escape of this ordinary moment of my life. I want to create an extraordinary moment of my life. And that's my moment of luxury of the day. So I think luxury is a moment, a door open to choose your life and to decide what you are going to do in order to escape from a daily life. So it's not only a question of money. You could have a lot of responsibilities. You could have a lot of money and have the obligation to get also the same daily life every day to keep this international statutes, to keep this international standards that helps you to get this high level in society. At this moment, it will be again another golden cage. So at this moment, it will be another daily life and no luxury moment at this moment. So if you are doing the same thing every day, even if it is in a luxury area, in a luxury neighborhood, it will be always a daily life. So it will not be at this moment a door open to freedom. So this is why for people that could think very imprevisible, extraordinary, but for their lives, they can decide to choose another ordinary life because for them, this is the luxury. You can take the William Prince of the England royal family would not like to be a prince anymore. At this moment, he would like just to be an ordinary person with his wife living in Canada in a normal life. Maybe it's not a simple life, but a life without the protocol, a life without all the royal obligations. And at this moment, for him, the luxury, it is the power to do what he could not do before. It was a power for him to decide what he could not have the possibility to do before. So this is why, at this moment, to choose the time of your life, that's a real luxury moment. So to take, again, the control of your life, that's a real luxury moment. This is why I do think the luxury life could be the happiness for you, but for other person who do not have the same thing in his heart, in his conception of way of life, it would be very different. And for him, a very expensive watch, a very expensive dress, a very expensive yacht or jet will be a symbol of luxury. But that depends who you are and what was your daily life. So finally, the real luxury in life, what is the use of this? It is to change your life and to change your freedom and to decide and to implement your freedom in a new life. It's a door open for a new life. This is what I think about it.
Very interesting. I really enjoyed the fact that you took the subject of time to discuss luxury, because in the concept of luxury, I see two things that are very related to that. One is the concept of experiential luxury, which is very much been growing in academia, but in practice as well, where people talk about the fact that people are more and more interested in the experiential learning and shopping, going through the process of consumption of luxury brands. So that's the first subject. The second subject is a subject that I started developing about 2 years ago, talking about slow marketing, as this concept is much more adapted to the implementation and conceptualization of luxury brands. This concept of slow marketing was created in reaction to the marketing and the way marketing evolved into fast marketing. And it was related to fast food and the fact that brands are more inclined and in developing brands quickly and using fast methods of returns. And so through traditional marketing being labeled as fast marketing, if you start applying this for luxuries, you really miss the opportunity to build your brand the way it should be done. With luxury, you have to be patient, and this patience can only be done through slow marketing.